again. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call when you don't call at all. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with love and then you throw. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame. Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you leave me from this prison? Serve my time as your fool. Got to be ashamed the way you mess around with your man. Oh, it's a shame the way you hurt me. Oh, it's a shame, baby, baby, the way you mess around with your man. You've got my heart in chains.
Lord have mercy. Come on, man.
How you like that?
Oh, man. I haven't heard that song in about, I'm telling you, man, about 25 years, man. 25 years. They don't play the music like that anymore. That's beautiful, man. I love it. Like I said, man, please, on the way in, I said to him, ladies and gentlemen, please, you know, the week I had this week was long. I said, give me some music, man. Give me some music. Give me something to listen to and make me feel good. And that's one of them songs that just makes
you. And you said to for me to what?
Bring it, baby.
Consider it brought.
I said what you're supposed to say, but we can't.
Yeah, we can't say that right now.
I said consider it brought mofo.
Right.
Right, but we can't say that word.
No,
yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't think you could use the acronym.
Is your mother still listening?
I tighten this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to the Time Teller with Chase Costin. I'm hanging out with my man, Old School Steve, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. Once a month, my man comes in and just dazzles me with his music knowledge and his array of vast taste in music, and he brings it. And tonight, we're halfway through. He's got another half an hour until 11:30 to program the music, and we're going to keep it going. And man, this next one is one of my favorite of all time Isley Brothers jams right here. But I'll let you announce it. But this is one of my favorite all time.
I didn't know
he was going to play it, ladies and gentlemen.
Serving it up.
All right, where we going?
This is the Isley Brothers. Here we go again.
Lord have mercy.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Yeah.
Damn.
And everything is going wrong, oh no. Nobody knows the way you feel about it. That's only you know. You can't leave it alone. Oh, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. I thought what we had was over. Here we go again. Thank you. somebody and you decide to go it alone, oh no, no. It never pays to give up on someone when on the inside the feeling is strong. Oh, here we go again.
101.5. I don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't get much smoother than that. Isley Brothers, and here we go again. Oh, man.
Outstanding, isn't it?
I mean, you just can't. I mean, really, you can't. You know, that's definitely Blue Light downstairs in Mom's basement. Blue Light, pop it, you know, actually running the host of stuff right there.
Oh, man.
Man. All right, let's jump into 11-11, top of the hour, time for the Humphrey Report. This week's Humphrey Report is being brought to you by a pair of sandals, a pair of shorts. All right, we'll just get right to it. He got into a... Oh, by the way, you saw it. Didn't you see? You saw him in the Kimball House.
Yes,
didn't he get big? I mean, he's just like eating everything, growing overnight.
Absolutely.
37 like pounds, man. It's he's only got 60 more to go.
It happens so fast.
85,
you know?
90 more pounds to go. But anyway, my Bam Bam underwear, the one with the drawstring ties. He got a hold of those. chewed a hold of those. Remember the Bruins hat that you gave me last year, the black one?
Yeah, the one that you didn't even wear. It was brand new.
I wore it like two times.
Right.
He chewed the bee's emblem right off.
Gone.
Gone. But we had a tragic. We had an accident this week. Tuesday, we were walking to Swiss Beach. We were down there just hanging out. Beautiful day, by the way, walking around. So he's running around down there and having a blast, going in and out of the water. And all of a sudden, you know, he's running away from me. And I've noticed he's like kind of running funny. So I said, you know what I mean? What's going on? So I had him stop. He didn't even whine. He didn't cry. Nothing. You know, he came over. He stopped. And I looked down. His left paw was all bloody.
The other one made a big deal out of it. He didn't care.
He didn't care. It's the first time. It's like having a kid, man.
No, I know.
You know,
I know.
I pick him up. He's not even wincing. He's nothing. I looked. There's a nice big slice right in his pad. So I had to rush him over to the hospital and get him all. They didn't stitch him because they said that it was too close to the outside of the pad. So they put that surgical glue in there.
Yep.
So
that works better than stitches.
That's what they say. Plus, it helps it heal fast because it heals from the inside out. Definitely. So anyway, he's still got that on, and he's been running around acting up and hasn't been doing anything. I mean, it's not even bothering him.
I'm sure he hasn't lost a step.
He hasn't lost a step at all.
Nope.
But it's coming off tomorrow. So I'm sure he'll be glad to get that thing off his foot.
Good.
Tomorrow. And he's still continuing. He's doing very well. Wait a minute. Hold on. We'll get to that in a second. He's doing very well in his Scotch training.
Good deal.
He gets the glass out of the counter. He just had a little problem taking the top off the Scotch.
Well, what you can do is get a pour spout in there so you don't need a cover on there. You know, like they have the bar.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Plug in pour spout.
I didn't think of it.
Grab the bottle by the neck, turn his head, and there you go.
That's a good.
All you gotta do is teach him how to pour a double.
He's doing good though. I'm telling you, he's got the glass out. He's doing good. But all right, that's the Humphrey Report for this week. Who's on the phone here? Somebody, let's see who this is. I don't know what this is right here. Oh, somebody we just hung up. Hello, hello. No, they're not there. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got 15 more minutes left. I know you got a couple good ones hanging in the loft. So let's get it started, man.
Absolutely, man. We're going out strong.
Oh.
Temptations, baby. Treat it like a lady. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
That'll work.
Yeah. Every is dead, dog.
Monster Jam back in the day. My boys, the Temptations, man.
How's that working
out? Oh, man, I like it. I like it. I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. Hey, 91.5, who's on my phone?
Hey, it's Tina Marie.
Oh!
Tina Marie.
Hey, can you hear her?
I can.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
How you doing, girl?
How you doing, honey?
I'm good.
We haven't talked
I'm
to you
very
in a,
good.
We haven't talked to you in a long time. What you been up to?
I know. I'm really good. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. Steve's out of jail. He's back.
I know. Steve, it's old school Steve.
He's on the show. He's out. He's out of incarceration. He's back in the public. He's doing awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome to hear that you're out of jail finally.
Yep.
How much was your bail? Like $1 million?
We took care of it. We took care of it.
It was no bail situation.
The station took care of it. Baby, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, I don't know if we can get into stuff, but we haven't heard from you. We haven't heard you on the air. I haven't heard from you in a while. I heard you was down in ATL doing some stuff down there for a little while. What was happening down there?
Yeah, I was with my girl Steph Palermo. She's originally from Medford.
Why does that name sound familiar? Why does she sound familiar?
I don't know. Well, she's good friends with Frankie and Bergamo.
Okay, maybe that was it. Okay, maybe I heard her on the radio somewhere.
I think I've seen the post about her.
Lived next door to Frankie.
Okay.
She knows Frankie when she was a kid.
Now, you were on a radio station down there, right?
Yeah, Love 860 on the AM.
Love 860, okay. What kind of stuff do they do down there?
She does, it's like a talk thing.
Okay.
She talks about, like, dating and relationships.
Okay, so it's a talk show.
Like
okay.
Okay. Yeah. She does. She plays music on the break. It's not like, you know, what I used to be on.
Right.
Which is fine. It's cool. You know, it's a different. It's change. A good change of pace.
So you're talking about relationships and stuff.
Yeah. She talks about all kinds of stuff like that. You know, like real life stuff. You know.
Okay.
Like,
sounds great.
You know. Yeah, not fooling around stuff. She talks about real life stuff.
Right.
So I went down there for her birthday. She just turned 50. Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Steph. I hope she's listening. Happy birthday. Well, when she comes up here, you said she might be coming up soon, right?
No, she is. Yeah, she's coming back to see her family for Thanksgiving. She's coming up the week before.
Okay. So well, maybe we can work something out.
You. Yeah, definitely.
And you can come in and hang out. You can come in and hang out with us.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That would be awesome.
I would look forward to that. Yeah, definitely. Maybe we could see. I hope. Will you be out by then? Or are you going to be back in? Are you back in for the holidays? Or are you going to be out?
No. It's no more furloughs. It's permanent.
You're out. So you're out now for good.
Right.
Okay. No. Maybe Steve can come by and hang out with us. What I said.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Because old school Steve's out, definitely. You know, I mean, they out on bail. What's going on with that?
Yeah. No. It's all done.
No, he's good. I think he's squared away.
Probation, parole. Yeah. It's all over with.
The only thing he's not going to be able to see my son's games because he still can't go within 200 yards of a school. But we're gonna tape him for him. He's doing good.
You have to mention that on air.
He just did, actually, Steve. He just put it out there.
Well, baby, I miss you. I miss you. So we got to, you know.
I miss you guys, too.
You got to come in and see us, you know, like you said, next couple weeks when Steph comes up, hit me up. And, you know, guys got to come in and hang out with me for an hour or something. Hang around. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about stuff. We'll talk about it, definitely, for sure.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. We're gonna let Steve finish up his show. Actually, he's got to be back. What time are they picking you up? At noon? Is your promotion? He's picking you up. I mean, I'm sorry, midnight. So it's a bit okay. Yeah. All right, we're gonna let him finish
midnight,
up. But hey, honey, thanks for calling. It was nice to hear from you.
Thanks for calling in, Tina.
Yeah, thank you.
Love you, baby.
Great to hear from you.
Love you.
Take care.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, I like her. She's awesome. I love her.
Nice person.
She's a great person. All right, let's go, man. We got about 8 more minutes to finish it up. Where are we going right now with this?
This is a Fatback Band.
Oh, which one?
I Found Lovin'.
Oh, I like that song, man. That's a great song.
Absolutely.
Where are we at?
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. All right.
91.5 WMFO and the Fatback Band, and I Found Lovin'. Thus concludes the last hour. I've got one more coming up. Last hour music being brought to you by my man Old School Steve, who comes in once a month and dazzles us with his music knowledge and music array and brings up the jams, which you did again, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, by the way, I also saw that picture you posted. Thank you, man. That's a nice picture. I like that.
Yeah, it came out good.
There's a couple other things. The first thing is John Pierce is coming back on in 2 weeks. I want to know if you wanted to stop by on the, I think it's the 17th. Are you available for that?
Sure, I can come in anytime. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Make time.
All right, you just wanted me to ask you to see if you feel that. The other thing is, once again, I know you noticed a new year.
Right.
We're in our new season. Actually, this is the beginning of my fifth year here at WMFO.
A lot of money's been coming in.
A lot of money's coming in, but you are no longer still getting paid.
I know.
Just so you know, right? It's not getting paid for this.
It ain't right, though.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm sorry. But, hey, man.
I'm sorry. It's just, it ain't right.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I heard this chair might be opening up. I don't know. The next semester might be opening up. You might want to put your letter in.
You never know.
John, thanks. Steve, thanks a lot, man, for coming in and hanging out. I appreciate that.
Always glad
to
be here.
You going to have time to hang out with you're with me, so you guess you have to hang out for the show.
I'm here for the duration.
All right. Maybe we'll head up to the garage and check out something afterwards. Check the show out.
Wouldn't miss it.
Have a taste.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's wrap it up. What we got, man?
This is The System.
Oh, which one?
You Are In My System.
That's my jam.
Come on, get some. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, brother.
All right, man.
Burning, baby, you are.
WMFO and the system, and you are in my system. Just concludes the last hour of music being brought to you by my main man, Old School Steve, who once again brought it this evening, and we'll see him again another month. Which brings us to 11:33, which is time for our jazz interlude. This week's jazz interlude is being brought to you by my man, Huge Groove, and this is off the Sneaker Peek album. This is the title cut, Sneaker Peek, on the Time Tunnel Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. All right, here you go, Ed. Yo, turn this up. 91.5. Oh, man, I don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Sneak a peek. Huge groove. You only get this kind of music right here at 91.5. With yours truly, Chase Carson. Would you agree, man?
I would say that's the only place you're going to find. That was outstanding right there, man.
I don't know what to tell
him,
man.
Absolutely outstanding.
Oh, which drops us into the last 30. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel.
Oh, man.
With Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Friday night.
I'm just looking for some love in the club. 1, 4, 3, I love you. 1, 4, 3. For tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
WMFO and Unlimited Touch in Searching to Find the One, another master jam from back in the day. Once again, I enjoyed bringing you the best of classic soul to R&B and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. You can't get this music anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you this for a fact. You cannot get this music anywhere. We only do it right here exclusively with yours truly, Chase Carson, every Friday night between the hours of 10 and 12 at 91.5. All right, we're going to wrap the show up and head south and talk to Uncle Steve. Wrap it up with Uncle Steve, too, on the other side of this.
Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte-sipping, New York Times-reading, Volvo-driving, godless, liberal defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address: WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
That's hilarious, man. Of course, attention, Satan. Of course, you might go to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, none of that is true, of course. But we are in the middle of our donation drive, and anything you can send us would be greatly appreciated. You can go on our fancy new flashy website at WMFO.org. That's WMFO.org. And hit the donate button and give us anything you want. Anything you can send us, like I said, we'll greatly appreciate it. You can get some T-shirts, all kinds of other good stuff giving away there. Bubble, okay? Shout out to Kathy G out in Easton checking us out. Thank you, baby. A lot of fun last weekend. You guys got to come back. It was great. Anyway, all right, Steve, thanks again, man, for hanging out.
Glad to be here, man,
Hey, man, you brought it. Like I said, I asked you to do me a favor. You brought me out of my slump, my week slump, and I feel awesome, you know.
Glad to hear it.
All right, so I'm going to go home and wait for the drugs to take effect, and we'll see you again next Friday.
Right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, let's head south.
All right.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, work until next Friday night. Work like you do not need the money. Love like you want to be loved. And dance like nobody's watching and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Let's grab a slice and head to the garage.
Sounds great.
All right, let's go.
All right.
See you.
People, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
More than me, I won't let go of. night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.